Yes, Minister, by Anthony Jay and Jonathan Lynn, starring Paul Eddington as the Right Honourable James Hacker MP and Nigel Hawthorne as Sir Humphrey Appleby, with Derek Folds as Bernard Woolley in The Quality of Life.
The Minister's still with his press officer, Sir Humphrey. Would you like a coffee?
Well, if the Minister is with the press officer, Bernard, we've probably got time for a six-course lunch.
This way, sir.
Thank you.
Good morning, Sir Desmond.
Desmond.
Morning, Humphrey. Shall we...
Well, the Minister's got someone with him, but I'm sure it'll only be a moment.
Did you sound him out about the...
Yes. I'm afraid it doesn't look too hopeful just at this moment.
Why not? All that my bank wants is just to be allowed to put another six little stories on the new office block. Surely that's no problem.
You didn't read the Financial Times this morning?
Never do.
But you're a banker. Surely you read the Financial Times?
Can't understand it. Full of economic theory.
Well, why do you buy it?
Oh, you know, it's part of the uniform. It took me 30 years to understand Keynes economics, and just when I'd finally got the hang of it, everyone started getting hooked on these new monetarist ideas. You know, I Want to Be Free by Milton Shulman.
Milton Friedman.
Why are they all called Milton? Anyway, I've only got as far as Milton Keynes.
Maynard Keynes.
I'm sure there's a Milton Keynes.
Well, yes, there is. But look, do sit down, Desmond. So you didn't read the about the Minister's speech to the Architectural Association last night? Attacking skyscraper office blocks. Got him some good publicity.
But ours isn't a skyscraper.
How many stories is it?
38. Well, 44 with the extra six we're asking for.
Yes. He was talking about the maximum tolerable height being 8, you see.
Yes, but damn it, Humphrey, surely you can talk him out of it. Sort of... work him upwards, you know, 8, 12, 18. I mean, that's your job, isn't it? Talking him out of things.
Yes. But don't forget there was also a promise to prevent too many more high-rise buildings in the environment section of the manifesto.
Oh. Does that scupper it, then?
Not necessarily. There's an implicit pact offered to every minister by his senior officials. If the minister will help us to implement the opposite policy to the one he is pledged to, which once he's in office he can see is obviously incorrect, we will help him to pretend that he is in fact doing what he said he was going to do in his manifesto.
That's a very reasonable offer.
It sounds reasonable. Unfortunately, Desmond, among the many extraordinary qualities that politicians undoubtedly possess, reasonableness is not the first that springs to mind. Not when one contemplates the average minister, and our minister is very average.
But we need these extra floors. And after all, if you're going to join our board when you retire... Well, it'll be a bit tricky if there's no office to put you in, won't it? Entertaining your visitors in a porter cabin in the car park.
Well, I'm not saying you won't get permission, Desmond. I'm only saying you won't get it today. It will need patience.
But surely if the minister makes his decision, that's it, isn't it?
What on earth gave you that idea?
Surely a decision's a decision.
Only if it's the decision you want. If it's not, it's just a temporary setback. Ministers are like small children. They act on impulse. They want something desperately, and next day they've forgotten they ever asked for it.
Yes, but he is a minister of the crown.
Yes. You know why he's called a minister of the crown, don't you? Because he's always talking off the top of his head. Or through the back of it.
So you tell him he won't accept his decision?
Oh, no. I start off by accepting it. I shall support it enthusiastically. I shall tell him to leave it to me.
This way, sir. Thank you.
Humphrey, the architect fellow.
Morning, Sir Humphrey.
Good morning,
Sir Desmond.
The minister won't be long. Do sit down, won't you?
Oh, thank you.
So, what's going to happen, then?
Well, let me have a minute or two with him first, but don't expect too much this morning. Think of it like a child's tantrum over a rice pudding. Won't touch it today and asks for two helpings tomorrow.
Ah, rice pudding.
Mm.
Good. Actually, I always used to like rice pudding.
But it's really excellent, Minister. Hacker speaks out against tower blocks.
Yes, that was all right.
Minister's courageous stand on high buildings.
Makes me sound like a steeplejack. But that's all in the heavies, nothing in the popular press. How am I going to get into the mass circulation dailies? What about a photograph?
Well, the papers always like a photo of a pretty girl.
Never escaped your notice, Bill. I don't qualify on that score.
No, I mean, you could judge a bathing beauty contest. A photo of you kissing the winner.
A bit cheap, don't you think? Besides, if my photo's in the papers, I'd like the readers to look at me.
Otherwise, something with cuddly animals and small children, like this afternoon's visit to a city farm.
Ah, yes. Now, is everything laid on for that?
Yes, Minister.
Mirror, Mail, Express?
And The Sun, and Today, and the BBC are sending a film crew.
You mean it'll be on the telly?
With any luck.
That's more like it.
Excuse me, Minister.
Well done, Bill.
Well, you are a Minister of the Crown, sir.
Yes, I am indeed.
And also, there are some baby donkeys laid on to be photographed with you.
Donkeys?
Yes. The Sun specifically asked if you could be photographed amongst the donkeys.
I don't like the sound of that. Do you, Bernard?
Well, even if The Sun has no ulterior motive, it would be a gift for private eye. James Hacker with a crowd of other donkeys. No, I mean, that's what they would say, Minister, or a meeting of the inner cabinet.
Why are you here, Bernard?
Sir Humphrey's here, Minister.
Send him in.
Well, I believe the farm has some little pigs as well.
I don't think that me with a crowd of little pigs is any great improvement. Snouts in the trough jokes, pull yourself together.
But...
I'll agree to be photographed with a nice woolly lamb, that's all. Ah, Humphrey.
Yes, Sir Desmond Glazebrook is outside.
Glazebrook? That old fool who keeps making speeches against the government?
Yes, Minister, and you appointed him chairman of the Co-Partnership Commission.
Oh, yes, so I did. Well, what does he want?
Well, he wants to talk to you about his forthcoming application to add some more stories to his bank's proposed new office block.
Ah, that's just the sort of thing we've got to stop, Humphrey. Someone has to speak out to save the environment. Make a courageous stand on high buildings.
Oh, that would make a very good press photo, Minister. I'm sorry, I see what you mean.
Yes, well, of course, it's up to you, Minister, but he has got quite a good case. You've read the background papers, of course.
Yes, of course. Remind me.
Well, the bank points out that there are already several tower blocks in this area. It's for their international division, which is expanding rapidly. Banks need central locations, and it would bring in a lot of rate revenue for the city council.
Isn't that typical? Money, money, money. What about beauty, Humphrey?
Oh, yes, indeed, Minister, beauty. Quite make a note of that, would you, Bernard?
What about our children? And our children's children?
Indeed, children's children, Bernard.
Whom are you serving, Humphrey? God or mammon?
I'm serving you, Minister.
Show Sir Desmond in, will you?
Yes, Minister.
Anyway, it's entirely your decision, Minister. Entirely your decision.
Sir Desmond Glazebrook.
Sir Desmond Glazebrook and Mr. Crawford, Minister.
Good morning, Sir Desmond. What a pleasure. Now, what can I do for you?
Well, it's these extra stories. Six of them.
We'll be making the formal application later, of course, but any guidance you could give us at this stage would be most
welcome. Now, I ought to warn you that I have grave misgivings about these huge tower blocks.
Yes, but, dash it, this is where we make our profits. Six extra stories and we'll really clean up. Without them, we'll only make a measly 28% on the whole project.
It's just profits, is it, Sir Desmond?
Not just profits, it's profits.
Do you ever think of anything else except money?
No, why?
About beauty.
Beauty, this is a building, not an oil painting.
Well, what about the environment?
Oh, yes, I promise you we'll make sure it's part of the environment. I mean, it's bound to be once it's there, isn't it?
No, I'm sorry, Sir Desmond.
There is just one thing, Minister. As you will remember from the papers, similar permission has already been given for the Chartered Bank of New York. So, to refuse it to a British bank...
Exactly.
Yes,
so, it's all right?
No, it's not.
Well, why not, damn it?
Well, because it doesn't follow...
The Minister expressed concern that a further tall building would clutter the skyline.
Yeah, that's right. I remember that. Clutter the skyline.
He was also worried that more office workers in that area would mean excessive strain on the public transport system.
Exactly. That's what I was worried about, yeah. Transport.
Yes, furthermore, he pointed out that it would overshadow the playground of St. James's Primary School. Yeah.
Quite right.
And that it overlooked a number of private gardens, which would be an intrusion of privacy.
Privacy,
And the Minister also pointed out, most astutely, if I may say so, Minister, that your bank owns a vacant site a short way away which could accommodate your expansion needs.
Where?
There.
That's the river, isn't it?
Yes, I think the Minister was referring to this site.
Is that ours?
It is, actually, Sir Desmond.
What are we doing with it?
It's scheduled for Phase 3.
That's scheduled for Phase 3. Anyway, it's 400 yards away. Difficult for the board to walk 400 yards to lunch, and impossible to walk 400 yards back afterwards.
Yeah, well, there it is. You can still put in your formal application, but that will be my decision, I'm sure.
Suppose we were to design a different rice pudding.
What? What? Rice pudding?
It's a banker's jargon for high rice buildings, Minister.
Is it?
Yeah, it's Bernard. Will you show Sir Desmond the way out, please?
Thank you, Humphrey. Most helpful, your reminders.
A pleasure, Minister.
Good teamwork. Especially as I thought Glazebrook was an old chum of yours.
Yes, we've known each other a long time, Minister, but even a lifelong friendship is as naught compared with a civil servant's duty to support his minister.
Humphrey, do you mean that?
Well, of course, Minister.
Thank you.
It's after 5:30, Minister.
Oh, good Lord, we must rush.
An urgent appointment?
Yes, very urgent.
Cabinet committee?
No, well, that sort of thing. Thank you, Bernard.
Would you sign this before you go? It's extremely urgent.
What is it? I'm late already.
It's an administrative order.
What for?
Well, just to formalise government powers for temporary utilisation of unused local authority land until development commences, when, of course, it reverts to the authority.
Do I have to sign it now?
Well, it is urgent, Minister.
Why doesn't it have to go before the House?
Well, of course, if it were a statutory instrument, it would indeed have to be laid on the table of the House, but in fact it is simply an administrative order made under Section 7, Subsection 3 of the Environmental Administration Act, which, of course, was an enabling section empowering the Minister to make such regulations affecting small-scale land usage as might from time to time appear desirable within the general framework of the Act, as I'm sure you recollect only too clearly.
But why doesn't it have to go before the House?
Well, as I say, if it were a statutory instrument, it would indeed have to be laid on the table of the House.
But oh, in all fact, right, it's all right, all right. All right, I'll sign.
Thank you very much, Minister.
Come along, Bernard.
Why was that so urgent, Sir Humphrey?
It wasn't, Bernard.
But you said...
It was not actually urgent, but it was important. Any document which removes the power of decision from ministers and gives it to us is important.
Why?
Oh, don't be obtuse, Bernard, please. It helps us to take government out of politics. That is Britain's only hope of survival.
But even so, couldn't it have waited till he wasn't in such a hurry?
Oh, Bernard, when you want a minister to sign something without asking too many questions, you have to wait till he's in a hurry. That's when their concentration is weakest. They're nice and vulnerable. That's why we keep them on the go.
Ah.
Now tell me where the minister was rushing off to so secretively.
Oh, a visit to a school children's city farm in Tower Hamlets.
My God. That man'll do anything for publicity. Tell me, Bernard, is he going as an observer or just to visit relatives?
Very droll, Sir Humphrey.
Thank you, Bernard.
Mrs. Phillips?
Yes?
I'm the minister's press officer, Mrs. Phillips.
I see.
Minister, this is Mrs. Phillips. Mrs. Phillips is the warden of this farm.
Well done, good. How do you do?
Shall we go?
BBC TV, Mr. Hacker.
Ah, hello.
Didn't quite get the shot of your arrival. Can we just have that again?
Have what again?
Could you arrive again, please?
Oh, certainly.
How can he arrive again? He's already here.
It's for the cameras.
Yes, just for the cameras.
Would you mind?
Mind what?
Okay, driver, just reverse back to that corner so we can see your arrival.
Turn over.
It's a great pleasure to be here.
I'm so grateful that you could come. We tried all sorts of other celebrities, but nobody else could make it.
Cut.
What? Cut. I said cut.
Cut?
Yeah, well, cut that last bit out, okay?
Yes,
but... No buts. I've heard so much about this project. I'm most grateful for this opportunity to see for myself. Now, tell me about this, exactly.
This is a piglet.
Tell me about this farm.
Well, there are over 50 city farms like this, built on urban wasteland, to give children who seldom see the countryside a chance to understand livestock and food production.
What a wonderful idea. And this is your first anniversary here in Tower Hamlet.
Yes, indeed.
Well, congratulations.
Minister, may we have a shot of you congratulating Mrs. Phillips for the television?
A television? Oh, my pleasure. Everybody's a ham. Sorry.
Turn over.
Ready?
We're running.
How very nice.
Welcome.
Congratulations. Good enough of that.
Yes, cut.
If we may hurry you, Minister, perhaps you'd like to make your speech first, then meet some of the staff.
Oh, I'd like to do the interview with some of them.
The staff?
No, of course not. With the children and animals. Where's my speech?
I gave it to you, Minister.
No, you've got it.
Oh.
It gives me great pleasure to welcome James Hacker, the Minister of Administrative Affairs, who has found time in his very busy schedule to be with us today to celebrate our first anniversary.
Thank you. It's a very great pleasure to be here with you all today. You know, things are changing fast. We live in a world of change. The silicon chip is changing our lives. The quality of life is becoming more and more important. The environment, conservation, the problems of pollution, the future of our children and our children's children. These are today's issues. Now, there is quite rightly an increasing concern about high-rise buildings. And I'm happy to be able to reassure all of you who are members of the Architectural Association. Bernard! This is yesterday's speech.
Well, that's the one I had.
You must have got it.
Look in your inside pocket.
But you didn't give it yet. Oh. I say sorry. Made the speech yesterday. Well, here's the right one. It's a very great pleasure to be here at this city farm today. You know, things are changing fast. We live in a world of change. The silicon chip is changing our lives. The quality of life is becoming more and more important. The environment, conservation, the problems of pollution, future of our children, our children's children, these are today's issues. The city farm movement is a welcome and important addition to the way of life for children in inner cities. And we in government feel that they have a vital part to play in our children's education and social life. And we shall do all we can to help this movement to flourish.
Happy birthday.
Mr. Pritchard, Selina Scott's just arrived. Can we do the interview now?
Yes, set it up with the most attractive kids and animals, would you?
Oh, of course.
Thank you for saying that, Minister.
No pleasure.
Can we really rely on your support?
Of course you can.
You see, our lease is running out at the end of the year, and we have to get it extended.
Ah, yes, well, that's not really within my sphere of influence, but I'll do what I can to help this movement to flourish.
Minister, would you come and do the interview now?
Yes, of course.
Minister, this is Selina Scott of Breakfast Time.
Hello.
So pleased to meet you, Miss Scott. I'm one of your greatest fans.
Well, thank you very much, Minister.
Sorry about it, Minister. Can we have a moment or two for the children and staff to get autographs?
Oh, certainly, as long as you like.
Come on, then, but be quick.
Please.
Couldn't you get at least one of them to ask Jim for his autograph?
What can I do?
Look, all right, that's enough. Let's get on with it now. Now, what do you want to talk about in this interview, Selina?
Well, I thought I'd start by asking the warden a couple of questions about the farm and then come to you for your comments.
Fine, where do you want us?
Can we have you in a little group with two or three children and animals?
Oh, certainly. Oh, yes, absolutely. Quite.
Sit here, Mr. Hacker.
Turn over. We're rolling.
Warden, I understand that the lease on this wonderful city farm is due to run out at the end of the year.
Yes, we have been very worried about this. But I've just had a word with the minister, Mr. Hacker here, and he has indicated that he will make sure that this farm can carry on.
Minister, how exactly are you going to ensure that this city farm is able to carry on?
Well, you know, Selina, the fact is that, and let us be absolutely clear about this, the quality of life is becoming more and more important. The environment, conservation, the problems of pollution, the future of our children and our children's children. These are today's issues.
Thank you, Minister.
Cut!
Do call me Jim. Tell me, Selina, what on earth time in the morning do you have to get up?
Well, Minister, everyone asked me this question, but for you.
Incidentally, I saw your chap on the television this morning, cuddling a rabbit.
Yes. The St. Francis of Tower Hamlets.
What was that supposed to be, Adolf?
After the rodent vote, I imagine.
Very good idea, all the same, those city farms.
Mm. Frank, are you still worried about parking space at Tower House?
Desperately. It's the major blockage to the recruitment of Inland Revenue Inspectors.
Because there's a 1.5-acre local authority site quite near it with the lease running out and no utilisation plans.
But we haven't got the authority.
You have now.
You mean an order under Section 7, Subsection 3?
Signed yesterday.
Humphrey! How did you manage it?
Well...
What's the site being used for at the moment?
Oh, nothing of significance. A city farm for school children.
Like the ones St. Francis was visiting? Not the one. Mind you, I've always thought those things were a bad idea. Unhygienic, danger to public health.
Yes. It might be advisable to move quickly before the lease is renewed.
Surely. Won't he put your minister in a bit of a spot, though?
Oh, I'm sure I'll find him a way out.
I'm sure you will. Coffee?
No, thanks. I must be getting back to Assisi. Thanks for lunch.
Enjoy your trip.
Evening paper, Minister.
Oh, let me see.
Center page.
How about that? Double page?
Yes, Minister.
The St. Francis of Tower Hamlets?
Yes, Minister.
One photo with a duck? Another with a small girl? A black... a multiracial girl, too. Wonderful. That's what I call publicity. For the department, of course.
Yes, Minister.
Are there any more of these city farms we can go to? Birmingham, Manchester, Glasgow, Newcastle? You know, the marginal constituency. I mean, the special development areas. What about... Ah, Bernard, look. The Evening Standard.
Yes.
On top of the Mirror and the Mail. At breakfast time this morning. You're very silent, Bernard. What's the matter?
Mrs. Phillips.
Who on earth is she?
The warden of the city farm you visited yesterday.
Ah, is she pleased about the publicity I got? For her, I mean?
She didn't sound too pleased, Minister.
Why?
She's just heard that the farm is being closed.
Closed?
The lease. What? The lease runs out at the end of the year and it's being turned into a car park for inland revenue inspectors.
Oh, God. What'll the press say?
Children and animals evicted by taxmen. Hacker goes back on TV pledge.
Well, that mustn't happen. Bill, for God's sake, stop it. Which idiot authorised this?
You did, Minister.
What?
That administrative order you signed yesterday giving government departments power to take over local authority land. Section 7, subsection 3 of the...
Get me Humphrey.
He's on his way, Minister. Mrs. Phillips is waiting in the private office, I'm afraid.
She's the last person I want to see. This is the worst disaster of the century.
There were two world wars, Minister.
Fighting on the beaches is one thing. Evicting cuddly animals and small children to make room for tax inspectors' cars is in a different league. It's a... Humphrey.
Good afternoon, Minister. I saw you on television this morning. What a treat.
Yeah, never mind about television. What's this about closing the farm?
Ah, yes. Now, the Treasury, acting under Section 7, Subsection 3 of the Environment...
Look, it has got to be stopped.
Unfortunately, Minister, it's a Treasury decision and not within our jurisdiction.
I shall revoke the order.
Oh, that, unfortunately, is impossible. Or very difficult. Or highly inadvisable. Or would require legislation. One of those. But in any case, it could not invalidate an action taken while the order was in force.
I don't care if he's talking to the Queen and the Pope. Judas!
Now, steady on.
You promised to support us.
Yes, well...
Then you must see our lease is renewed.
Well, unfortunately, dear lady, it is not in my minister's power to do this.
Mr. Hacker, you have given your word. Are you going to keep it?
Yes, well, I shall certainly... I mean, I didn't exactly... Well, that is, explore all avenues, make every effort, do all that is humanly possible.
You mean no?
No, I mean, yes. I mean, that is... Well, no, I don't mean no. No, definitely not. No.
Very well. Don't say I didn't warn you. My husband is deputy features editor of The Express. Tomorrow morning, your name will be manure. You will be roasted alive by the whole of the national press.
Well, it falls to few people to be within 24 hours both St. Francis and St. Joan.
Humphrey, we must stop this farm from being closed. Otherwise, I shall look a complete...
Yes? Oh, apparently Sir Desmond Glazebrook is outside.
Glazebrook? What does he want?
I can't imagine.
Better show him in?
Yeah, why not? It's clearly open day at the Department of Administrative Affairs.
Ah,
Minister, just happened to be passing, so I've had an idea.
Oh, really?
If you were to give us permission for an extra 9 stories on the new block...
9? You were only asking for 6.
Oh, yes, but you see, if we had 9 more stories, we could postpone Phase 3 for 7 years. That would leave this site vacant.
So?
Well, I was reading this morning in the Financial Times about your visit to that city farm. Thought it was a jolly good wheeze. And you see, our Phase 3 site is only 200 yards away from it. So you could use it to extend the farm, or if they wanted to move for any reason, it's actually a bit bigger. We thought of calling it the James Hacker Cuddly Animal Sanctuary. animal sanctuary, anyway. And 9 stories isn't really very much, is it?
The James Hacker... You know, Humphrey, I think government has to be very careful about throttling small businesses.
The bank's not actually a small business. So.
It will be if we throttle it, Bernard. I mean, what's one more skyscraper? I mean, there's so many already.
Quite so.
Yes. Yes, I've reconsidered my decision. I think we could let Sir Desmond build these 6 stories.
9
stories. And let's announce it to the press right away. The James Hacker Animal Sanctuary. Public transport could be glad of the extra fares, you know. The school could be glad of the shade. And as for privacy, well, it could be great fun for people in their gardens to look up and see what's going on in the offices, couldn't it? After all, some extraordinary things go on in offices. Don't they, Humphrey?
Yes, Minister.
In The Quality of Life, you heard Paul Eddington as Jim Hacker, Nigel Hawthorne as Sir Humphrey, and Derek Folds as Bernard. Sir Desmond was played by Richard Vernon, Sir Frank by Geoffrey Wickham, Bill Pritchard by Anthony Carrick, and Mrs. Phillips by Zulema Dean. Other parts were played by Colin Starkey, Mark Straker, Helena Breck, Helen Atkinson-Wood, Maggie McCarthy, and Robin Summers. Selina Scott appeared as herself. Yes, Minister was written by Anthony Jay and Jonathan Lynn, and adapted for radio by the producer, Pete Atkin.